From snow to tornadoes, I'm Lisa Lacera, Fox News. A powerful storm bringing snow and ice to several states. 100 million people under winter weather alerts.
Stretching from Texas and the southern plains to the Midwest and Northeast. Many cities have experienced this winter weather, from Dallas to Oklahoma City, Chicago, Memphis, and more. Freezing rain has downed trees and knocked out power to more than 200,000 people across many of that region.
Fox Weather's Robert Ray in Columbus, Ohio. The warm side of the storm spawned a tornado in western Alabama, which the Hale County Emergency Management Director said kills one person. The system now on a path to the northeast in New England, where Syracuse in central New York is already seeing snow. Greg McMichael, one of three men convicted of murdering Ahmaud Arbery, a black man who was out for a run in coastal Georgia in February 2020, has withdrawn his planned guilty plea to a federal hate crimes charge. This coming days after a federal judge rejected terms of a deal that was reached between defense attorneys and prosecutors. A warning from the Defense Department that Russia will invent a reason to invade Ukraine. The
Pentagon said that Russian President Vladimir Putin has approved false flag operations, the creation of videos using actors that pose as Ukrainians using U.S. weapons to kill Russians. Russia has repeatedly accused the U.S. of hysteria over the situation in Ukraine and reacted angrily to the U.S. decision to send 3,000 troops to allies in Eastern Europe, saying the move is a destructive step. This comes as NATO officials warn of the ongoing massive Russian buildup on Ukraine's northern border in Belarus, where it's expected to soon reach 30,000 troops.
Fox's Steve Harrigan in Kiev. The governor of Kansas has vetoed a redistricting plan targeting the state's lone Democrat in Congress. America is listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
A 21-year-old man has been arrested for opening fire on a Greyhound bus in Northern California, killing one person and injuring four others.
Authorities in Butte County, California, say 21-year-old Asadi Coleman was arrested at a Walmart after opening fire in a Greyhound bus in Oroville as it pulled into its stop. The sheriff said on the ride he'd been acting agitated and paranoid, accusing one of the passengers of being an undercover cop and showing them his gun. Butte County DA Michael Ramsey said Coleman has a juvenile record.
And was currently wanted on a warrant out of Alameda for possession of a firearm by a prohibited person. Prohibited person being youth and a prior felony.
An 11-year-old girl was injured. She's in stable condition. A 25-year-old pregnant woman is in critical condition. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
Tesla faces another recall.
More than 817,000 vehicles in the U.S. affected by problems with the reminder chime, which may not sound when the seatbelt needs to be buckled, as required by federal safety laws. The recall covers the 2021 and 2022 Model S sedan and Model X SUV, as well as the 2017 through 2022 Model 3 sedan and 2020 through 2022 Model Y SUV.
Fox's Lillian Wu. Earlier this week, Tesla recalled more than 50,000 vehicles to correct a rolling stop feature related to its driver assistance software. Samuel L. Jackson will receive the Chairman's Award during the 53rd NAACP Image Awards later this month. The award recognizes individuals which the organization says demonstrate exemplary public service and use their distinct platforms to create agents of change. NAACP Board Chairman Leon Russell said in a statement, many people may not know before Jackson's acting career, he was a staunch activist during the civil rights era, adding his continued public service and advocacy for social change made him an excellent recipient for the award. I'm Lisa Lacera. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.